Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Rowan and the Zeeback, Rowan of Rin number 4. Written by Emily Rodder and read by Rachel Blake.
There was silence under the great tree as John and Gilla made their final vows. Then, as Lan pronounced them husband and wife, there was a loud burst of clapping, cheering, and congratulations. The Rin adults clustered around and took John and Gilla off to the feast that had been set up nearby, courteously making sure that Pelaine and the travellers were swept along with the tide. Anad leaped to join her friends, as though a spring had been released inside her. Rowan stayed where he was, watching. John and Gilla sat down at the head of the main feasting table, laughing and talking. All the tables were loaded with the best the village could provide. Platters were piled high with fruits and salad vegetables, the best buckshaw cheese, the softest bread rolls that Alan and his mother, Sarah, could fashion, and toffees, jellies and cakes of every kind from Solla the sweetmaker. Great cool jugs of hoopri juice and slip daisy wine stood here and there. The travellers' music began. Ogden must have decided that it was best to continue with the festivities, as though nothing was wrong. Rowan leaned against the smooth trunk of the great tree, trying to order his thoughts. Sunlight sparkled through the trees, flecking the ground with spots of gold. Under this green canopy, the people of Rin had married, named their children, and farewelled their dead since they had first arrived in the valley 300 years ago. The tree had been large then. Now it was a giant.
Rowan, look!
Anad's piercing voice rose above the music, the talk of the adults, and the giggling of her friends. Rowan glanced around. Anad was standing by the fence, looking down at the buckshaw field. She beckoned to him excitedly.
Come and see,
she called. He walked down to join her. Her friends grew silent and moved back shyly as he approached. But Anad ran to him, seized his arm and pulled him towards the fence.
They are dancing,
she laughed, pointing. Rowan caught his breath in surprise. The humped grey beasts had arranged themselves, side by side, shoulder to shoulder in a tight circle. Their heavy heads all faced outwards. Their bodies were pressed together so closely that their manes seemed joined. Many were pawing the ground. At first glance, it really did look as though they were doing some sort of dance. Anad was jumping up and down.
Rowan, come on,
she squealed, tugging at his hand.
Come down and see them with me.
No, Anad, Rowan smiled. Much as he would have liked to leave the gathering for the buckshaw field, he knew that it would seem odd and impolite if he did. Anad exclaimed impatiently and pulled her hand away from his. She took off her soft shoes and, heedless of her fine clothes, clambered through the fence and began running across the field beyond. Anad, called Rowan. But the little girl took no notice. He smiled and shook his head as he watched her jump the stream and run towards the buckshaw, calling to Star, their leader. Her hair flew like spun gold around her head. Her pink dress billowed in the faint breeze. She looked like a huge butterfly fluttering across the grass.